Hello, everyone. Welcome to the November 1st, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for November 1st to November 8th and beyond? So the big news this week is that Mars and Venus are exactly conjunct while they simultaneously change signs, leaving Leo and entering Virgo on Monday, November 2nd. And just to make things more complicated, when they enter Virgo, Mars and Venus will be joining up with Rahu, the north node of the moon, one of the eclipse points. In fact, by next weekend, Venus will be exactly conjunct Rahu at 6 degrees Virgo. So, what does all this mean? Well, firstly, Mars plus Venus, as the two gender planets, generates passion, excitability, and, on the downside, argument. Venus, planet of harmony, suffers from being too close to Mars, planet of conflict. So don't expect much in the way of agreement. At its worst, Mars, the planet of war, indicates outright destruction. Thus, destruction of love, destruction of harmony, destruction of value. Then there's another problem. Virgo is Venus's sign of debilitation. That means that Venus and its significations are weakened in this sign. Why? Because Venus, as the planet of love and acceptance, doesn't groove so well in critical, analytical, perfectionist Virgo. Now, add in the energy of Rahu. Since Rahu is an eclipse point, its nature is to cast a shadow over things. In other words, to obscure and distort the energy of a planet that comes in contact with it. Additionally, Rahu has the nature of great desire and urgency. In Vedic astrology, both Mars and Rahu are classed as natural malefics, in other words, capable of doing harm. So we can see that Venus, in the company of these two bad guys, is really going to get the short end of the stick. Harmony and agreement goes out the window. Values and integrity suffer, and selfish self-gratification becomes the priority. Also, the combination of Mars plus Rahu puts together the planet of aggression and victory with the planet of obsession and confusion, creating an intense pressure to respond to any challenge, whether real or perceived. This results in unnecessary anger, ill-conceived actions, and a high potential for violent events. This conjunction will be exact later in the month. Aside from raising havoc in world events, for individuals, this problematic combination will cause difficulties in that sector of your life where the sign Virgo falls in your chart. So, now I'll go through the zodiac and give a snapshot analysis of what to expect in your own case, based on the house position of the Mars-Venus-Rahu transit, that is, relative to the rising sign of your Vedic astrology birth chart. For Aries rising people, the Mars-Venus-Rahu conjunction will be affecting your sixth house, the house of work and service. the urgent passion of this triple conjunction will fire you up in your work environment, and may even spark an infatuation with a coworker. Just be careful. Rahu can indicate deception, including self-deception. The sixth house represents health and disease. Mars is the planet of accidents, and with Venus and Rahu, suggests going too far with your enthusiasm, which may bring physical consequences. If you are Taurus rising, the Mars-Venus-Rahu conjunction appears in your fifth house, the house of romantic affairs, where it will ignite the passions and the need for physical expression of carnal appetite. But beware that when Venus, the planet of love, is in the company of two malefic planets, it activates the downside of Venus, which is selfishness. If you have children, this energy combination will make them behave erratically and will likely generate difficulties in your relationship with them. For Gemini rising people, the triple conjunction of Mars, Venus, Rahu will hit your fourth house, affecting your home life, sense of security and stability, and your relationship with your mother. This sector of the chart has a lot to do with personal comfort and happiness, and this combination of planets puts the focus on self-gratification. Mars, as the planet of combat, is not conducive to harmony in the domestic sphere or for happy relations with your mother. Mars, Venus, and Rahu will be transiting in the third house for Cancer rising charts. Here the desire, passion, and excitement of this three-planet conjunction ramps up your house of personal efforts. Since this is basically a self-serving energy pattern, you have to be careful with any of your third house relations, siblings, neighbors, and others that you encounter in your daily operations, where your selfish desires will bring misunderstanding, animosity, and argument. The second house becomes the venue for the Mars-Venus-Rahu energy for Leo rising people. This part of the chart is concerned with money and the acquisition of desired material objects. The impulsiveness of the triple conjunction encourages expenditure in the pursuit of material satisfaction. The excitement and passion of this three-planet combo will find expression through your speech, which will become combative if anyone should challenge you. Family relations will not be harmonious. If you are Virgo rising, you get to experience the triple conjunction in a very personal way, as the energy directly affects your conscious awareness. Others will find you hard to take, as you are much more forceful and volatile than usual during this transit. The restlessness that you feel needs physical expression. Best to have some work to do, preferably alone. Or get out and do some sports or other physical activity. With this transit, you tend to arouse others to oppose you. Libra rising people will have Mars, Venus, and Rahu transiting through their 12th house. In general, Mars, the planet of combat, in the 12th house of the subconscious, is problematic for inner peace. Venus is not so bad, but in combination with Rahu, the lower side of Venus is brought out. In other words, selfish self-indulgence here in the 12th house of hidden actions. So, best to be careful of giving in to your baser instincts. If you are Scorpio rising, the Mars-Venus-Rahu conjunction takes place in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, profits and gains, friends and associates. Since this triple conjunction has an inherent high degree of desire, its energy fits in with the goal-oriented quality of this sector of the chart. Just be careful of your forceful ambitions arousing the ire of your friends and associates. For Sagittarius people, Virgo is the 10th house of your chart, so the intensity of Mars, Venus, Rahu will be manifesting through your actions in the world. The usual self-righteousness of Sagittarius nature gets even stronger with this transit, making you even more outspoken, with a potential to alienate others. Careful that your career and professional actions don't backfire on you. Capricorn rising charts have Virgo in the 9th house of ethics and morality, meritorious deeds, beliefs, and religion. This problematic combination of planets is not conducive to the operation of your 9th house. The tendency is to get hung up on your own personal truth, which puts you in conflict with others who don't share your beliefs. Relations with guru and father can also suffer. This is not a good time to make decisions about your future. For Aquarius rising charts, the Mars-Venus-Rahu combination will transit through your 8th house. This could be a difficult time period since the three-planet conjunction is itself already problematic, and the 8th house, as the house of big changes and chronic problems, has some definite downsides to it. Careful that you don't give in to selfish impulses that incline you towards secret activities that could result in humiliation and punishment. And lastly, Pisces people will experience the Mars-Venus-Rahu combination in their 7th house of one-on-one relationships. This is a problematic transit for your intimate other and your relationship with him or her. You can expect some difficulty in this area of your life, which will likely arouse enmity in your partnership. Other one-on-one relationships, such as business partner and or clients, can similarly be a source of trouble. Fortunately, it is not a long-standing transit. The danger period will be over in just a few short weeks. The Mars-Venus-Rahu combination will be at its most intense during the first half of November, while the planets are in close proximity. Later in the month, after they spread out a bit, the energy becomes less difficult to deal with, but it won't be until the end of the month, when Venus leaves Virgo and enters Libra, that the planet of harmony and agreement will be totally in the clear. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.